The potential bomb that's still completely legal. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Maybe you saw this little article over the weekend. Dateline Washington. Boeing warned its passenger airline customers Friday that flying bulk shipments of lithium-ion batteries can cause fires capable of destroying the planes, unquote. It turns out there have been several fires on cargo planes carrying closely packed shipments of lithium-ion batteries, to the point that last year, the FAA felt compelled to demonstrate what could happen if just a single battery overheated in a cargo container. CBS's Bob Orr described the result.
The batteries began to smolder. Temperatures inside reached 1,100 degrees, and flammable gases then ignited this violent explosion.
That was enough to get several airlines, including United and Delta, to forbid the batteries. But in the 7 months since that report aired, the FAA itself has done nothing to impose a ban across the industry. Because it's not allowed to. Under a law passed by Congress in 2012, after considerable lobbying from the battery industry, battery regulations are limited to an agency of the United Nations, and we all know how fast they move. But I have an idea. Maybe Congress could at least require a sign at the gate which says, "This flight will be carrying thousands of potentially explosive lithium-ion batteries. Enjoy your trip," so that at least passengers can make an informed choice. The other benefit would be, it would speed up the part of the boarding process where they ask for volunteers to give up their seats. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.